Okay, so much for decapitation. Then, says the Flower Ornament Sutra, it is like a sword blade hacking through the armour of pride. I'm going to change that. Well, it also mentions axe. So let's consider it as an axe hacking through the armour of pride, conceit and arrogance. I want to underline the word armour here. We're concerned here with a resistant armour of well-established patterns formed through habitually acting in the same negative way. And this builds up into an armour. It's not an armour like a suit of armour. It's more like scales of encrustation, which habitual negative emotion builds up. And it's quite resistant. They're hard scales which stubbornly cling. So sometimes a bit of hacking is in order. The sword as axe. I suppose one might say that this evokes the need to work at some of the afflictions with vigour. It's a bit like the story of the man in Zen who hits the rock, maybe smashes at the rock with the axe 19 times and nothing happens. You've got to do that sometimes. Just keep pegging away. You bash away. There is that aspect, actually, to the spiritual life. So you have to have vigour in that. You bash away, you know. And you don't worry too much if after 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bashes, nothing's happened. You keep at it. And then on the 20th blow, the rock splits. So that's what we're concerned with here, with this hacking away at this armour of conceit, arrogance, pride. Then the text says, it is like a razor slicing off compulsive propensities. So this is similar to the previous one, but rather more refined. More refined in its razor sharpness. It means we can slice rather than slash. And again, I remind you that the blade of Manjugosha, whatever form it takes, in all its magical transformations, it's always blazing. It's always burning. So you have this formidable combination of razor sharp and white hot. But you don't have to worry about the wound afterwards. It'll always be cauterized. There's no infection. But the difference in weapon here suggests a difference in the affliction that we have to deal with. In the previous case, it was a matter of the armour of conceit and arrogance, built up over a long time into like a shell that encases us. Therefore, it has to be hacked through vigorously. But here, the enemy is compulsive propensities. A propensity is a natural tendency to act or to speak or even to think in a certain way. And this tendency develops through habitual repetition, if over years sometimes. So it's so strong that it can become, we have to use the word compulsion. Compulsion suggests that we are driven to act rather than we choose to act. So we feel driven to act in a particular way. We have this propensity. It seems sometimes we can't stop ourselves. It's as if the action slithers out like a snake. So I'd like to suggest that the razor sharpness required here is experienced in terms of mindfulness. Mindfulness as vigilant, being very vigilant, being very aware of yourself in a certain mood when these snakes can slither out. You have to be vigilant at the gates of the senses. That's a traditional Buddhist spiritual practice, being vigilant at the gates of the senses. But this is also being vigilant at the gates of the mind, on the watch out for any unskillful tendency that might sprout. It's especially important in the case of propensities. I could give you examples. You could give me examples. Think. Ask yourself, do I have any compulsive propensities? Do you have any compulsive propensities? Maybe you don't. Some of you are smiling quite broadly. I can't read it. It might be, no, not me. But it might mean, you've got me, yeah, I have. So you might, for instance, let's just take a simple example. You might, for instance, have the compulsion to bite someone's head off at breakfast. You might feel like that every breakfast time, or nearly every breakfast time. You just have this compulsive to do it. Because you're never at your best at that time. For some reason, you always, nearly always get out of the bed the wrong end, or so. I can't remember. You get out of the bed the wrong end, and you just have this compulsive tendency to snap at breakfast time. Now, this is an opportunity to invoke Manjugosha's sword as a razor. And you slice off your angry words as soon as they form, not even on your lips, but in your mind. Just, it takes awareness. It takes, you have to act pretty quickly. It's not easy. And it requires, as I say, special vigilance and control in order to be in a position even to make the attack.